All right, so let's just kick things off. I'm Casper, just a regular ETH Soul NFT collector. With me are my two lovely co-hosts, Yun and Johannes, whom I obviously met on the wonderful Meta Angels Discord. Why don't I just give them the stage right now? And Yun and Johannes, you want to just introduce yourself?
So my name is Jung Wild. I'm a German Chinese artist living in Portland, Oregon. And I met Casper actually through Johannes Discord. And I'm not sure exactly how I met Johannes, but we've been also in the same Academy Discord. And it was just one day when he tagged me on Twitter, and that's how I got to know him. And I joined his Discord, and it's a real nice circle of people around, and then I somehow met also Casper there. And Casper approached me, asked me whether I would want to exhibit one of my pieces in his gallery.
I remember when Casper wrote me, I think it was in the Meta Angel Discord, writing something about the gallery, and I was thinking, oh no, somebody is again scamming me for my seed phrase. Yes, and I really was like, oh, I will block that guy. I'm not going to give you my seed phrase. But then we got into discussion, and he told me about virtual galleries and everything looks nice there. Yeah. I looked into the gallery, and then finally I was totally convinced because it was so cool to see the stuff on the actual wall. And yeah, then we started to build things. First we put it m my four pieces on the wall, I think, and then it looked totally cool. It was animated, and I wasn't really expecting it that it was so nice. So I think if I remember correctly, both of us were standing in front of the empty wall, just with four pieces, and we are just said, "Okay, we need to invite more people. This is so great," and this is how it started, right?
Yeah, so that's pretty much how it started. I mean, to give credit where credit is due, Yun and Johannes have really helped me start this gallery up, and without them, this definitely wouldn't have been possible, together with the other 10 artists. Basically, Yun was the one who told me about this doing Twitter Spaces. I was really hesitant because I don't really like talking in front of huge crowds, but she was like, "Let's do it." And she was really the one pushing for most of the marketing and organizing behind the scenes. And of course, Johannes, he's pretty much the COO, and we have everything on his network. We have the website done by him. We're on his Discord. So I mean, if he leaves, I think we have a huge hole to fill. So yeah,
No,
my
no, no.
thanks
If
goes out
you
to
leave, you have the gallery. But I'm not. But I'm sure we will never leave because it's such a nice group to be in the Meta Angels Discord and also in our little Discord. I
Yeah.
will stay for long. That's for sure.
All right, that's great to hear. But I think what Johannes kind of missed introducing himself is that his art is really unique. He is actually partnering with his dad, Olaf, who is actually a woodcutter and painter by profession. And Johannes is actually an IT professional. And it's through the wonderful blending of both their expertise that they're producing this wonderful NFT that you can see in our gallery. So I hope, Johan, that's a good enough intro for you.
Maybe we will let all the other artists introduce also a little bit about their art. I think maybe when we walk through the gallery, everybody can tell a little bit about himself and maybe about his art. I don't want to be the first, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't mind, I would like to suggest a very brief agenda for you guys that have just joined in. We're just going to talk a bit about the gallery in general, and about how we are going to have this conversation about promoting indie art. And of course, we have a special guest, Alex, who is very gladly, very kindly joined us in this conversation. We'd like to chat a bit more about how Meta Angels could possibly support us in this initiative. And of course, last but not least, you guys are really here for the Pope Hunt, right? Am I pronouncing it right? Pope? Pope?
proof of attendance, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, let me just get started on a brief intro of this gallery. So I really just got into this gallery because I was pretty much just hanging out my gallery, my NFTs on a free on Cyber Gallery, which has a maximum of like 44 frames. And one day I got my 45th NFT and I was like, oh no, I have no space on my walls anymore. So I basically bought this larger gallery, and after I lowballed the guy and he accepted my bid, it came to my realization that I actually had more than double the amount of space to fill with NFTs, which means even more money out of my wallet. And I was like, okay, that's not going to be very good for my expenses. And not just that, I just saw myself going through this endless cycle of just upgrading the gallery and just buying more NFTs, and it was never going to end. But at the same time, I was going through this the Boss Beauties project. Actually, that's how I got to know Meta Angels. It was through the Boss Beauties project. And I saw how there was a derivative art contest where artists were very beautifully drawing out their own interpretation of the Boss Beauties PFPs. And I actually really I fell in love with this piece from a indie artist. Her name is Dilla. Her pieces are actually on my gallery walls, but unfortunately, because she has some health issues, she doesn't come on Twitter very often, and she doesn't get to publicize her work very well, but she draws perfectly, right? So if you guys have the chance, do check it out. But it was then that it really hit me that you could be a really talented artist, but because you have certain issues, whether it's health issues or you have family commitments, you really have no time to promote your work. And of course, we all know being in this space, it's all the different projects that have a huge team behind them marketing their 10K collectibles. Not to say they're bad, but it's essentially not a level playing field for indie artists, right? And that's when I told myself this could be kind of like a win-win situation. I've got a large gallery, which I would love the walls to be filled with beautiful art. And at the same time, if I could help these artists just put their art on the walls, and instead of individual artists trying to promote their own work, if you have this cross-pollination of viewers and having a critical mass of artists in a single gallery, I mean, that's my vision of trying to get more and more eyes on indie art. And that's pretty much how it started. And of course, after Boss Beauties, I got onto the Meta Angels goal list. I just went onto the Art We Heart channel, and I just went through the list of, and I saw, oh my goodness, so many talented artists there promoting their own indie art. But of course, when you're a single voice, it's very difficult to be able to stand out. So I just wrote to all of them individually, I mean, and saw the responses that came back. And the rest, as they say, is history. So that's kind of like how I started. Yeah.
You are right. I think a lot of people came to the Meta Angels Discord, I think also because of the art of these beautiful angels. And I think it attracted a lot of talented people. In other Discords, there's not so much vibe when it comes to art. There's only, I need to check the floor, right? But here I have the feeling that it's more about art and a little bit floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the really impressive part about the whole Meta Angel project is that it started out to be based on organic growth, and that's why it's attracted a lot of people who really believed in the project and in the values it wanted to build. And I guess it's probably also how we found each other, based on these same values. And I think, so yesterday I already had a chat with Casper in our test space about his vision, and I was really impressed that there are actually people in the NFT space who, yeah, kind of just wants to support other artists just from the kindness of their heart without any other further financial intentions. And this really impressed me. And I think this totally aligns with the value of Meta Angels itself. So thank you so much for doing what you do. And I'm really honored to be part of this whole project.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. I'm also very honored to have all the 12 artists display their art on the walls. I mean, an interesting trivia is that for all you guys who are not aware of how the virtual gallery works, you actually have to click a link. I know Alex might be falling off her seat right now. She's probably like, what, Casper is promoting clicking of links in my Discord. But it's actually required to give permission.
And then a MetaMask pop-up comes. And then a MetaMask pop-up comes. So everybody's afraid.
Yeah.
No,
so
seed
it's actually
phrases, guys. No seed phrases.
Yeah. So to delegate permission of your artwork, you're actually not transferring the NFT. You're just signing off that you are the rightful owner of the NFT and you're allowing the gallery owner to display them. But that required the clicking of a link. And obviously, I didn't get many positive responses the moment I told them that. And I think Johannes and Yoon were the first people who, I guess because they're familiar with the gallery, and Johannes himself is an IT professional. And he saw that, I mean, the link came from the On Cyber Gallery itself. I mean, it's just this trust that I really appreciate from my early supporters that, you know, in crypto, you're not supposed to click links, but somehow there was this leap of faith. And I hope they did their own research before trusting me. But yeah, that's how we got started. Yeah, Johan, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm now curious about the art, right? Or what do we think?
Or maybe before we go down to the details of, you know, the individual artists, maybe we'd like to just invite Alex up to have a chat. Yeah, about how she sees Meta Angels evolving. And I'm actually personally very interested in this loaning feature of our token, right? Because we have a gallery that has a dedicated wing for angels, but what about artists who are not? I mean, right now I have the East wing, which is dedicated to invited indie artists. But I don't know, maybe we want to hear about some ideas that Alex has about how this loaning feature of the angel, the Meta Angel token, could dovetail into something like a project like ours.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. And I just have to say, I mean, one of the things that I love most about our community, and one of the goals was certainly the spirit of generosity, right? And this idea that a rising tide lifts all boats, that collaboration is the way of the future. And so seeing these sorts of projects spin up and people support each other and really help highlight each other is just absolutely what Meta Angels is all about. So it makes me so happy to see this and to get to see such beautiful art. And so thank you to all of you. I mean, in terms of, you know, the ethos, for those of you, I think most people here know Meta Angels, but Meta Angels is an NFT membership community. We are founded on the values of generosity, transparency, and accessibility. And the core part of sort of accessibility for us, this idea that, you know, there are a lot of people who could benefit from a membership community like ours, especially as it develops more and more and brings more benefits to its members, that might not be able to access it from a financial perspective, especially depending on where the market goes. And so being able to grant access to someone who could really benefit, especially at a particular moment in their lives, whether they're launching a new collection, whether it's a nonprofit looking to get more support, whatever it might be, maybe it's a mentee that you're working with who's just graduated college or changing jobs, being able to give them access to our membership community is just something that could really, you know, change people's lives. And so the lending feature, which is really it's going live really in the next 10 days, is going to allow folks with multiple Meta Angels to loan an angel that they have to someone else. And the person who receives that, you know, that angel cannot sell or transfer it. And so it'll sit in their wallet, give them all the benefits of membership. And when the original owner is ready to take it back, they can call it back through our interface. And so to think about a project like this, you could certainly imagine someone saying, I want to be a patron for the arts, and I want to sort of bring in a couple of artists that I'm really passionate about, bring them into the community, help connect them to potential other collectors, patrons, supporters, project members, etc. For, you know, 3 months or a month or a year, whatever time frame they're you know, interested in. And then they could, once those, you know, careers are launched, they could always bring in a new set of artists. And that allows that same token to actually have many lives and help many people. So that's sort of the lending piece. But I would love, I definitely want to focus the time today on the art and the artists and this gallery. And I'm so glad to see so many familiar faces here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alex. Just a personal question for myself. With regards to the security of the token, I'm not a coder, so I didn't read the code. So if I loan my angel to someone else and their wallet somehow got hacked, would it impact my angel that I loaned out?
Great question. So no, it should same. That's one of the great benefits of this is that essentially the original owner is still you. Right. And so even if the wallet is hacked, if they've lost access to it, you can still call it back because you're the one who decides when it comes back to your wallet, not them. And if it was hacked and someone was trying to move it out of their wallet, they wouldn't be able to because essentially the code would go in and check, is this wallet allowed to move it out? That's the last thing that gets checked from OpenSea or things like that. And it would say, actually, no, it's not. It needs permission from this original account. You know, share loaning, I'm sure that's the number one question everyone has. So we'll definitely share more about that when we do loaning. So that was a big piece of it. It's actually something that some people have now said, you know, maybe I'll actually loan from my hard wallet to my hot wallet. So that way I can still use it from my hot wallet. But yeah, if my hot wallet is compromised. So there's some interesting other use cases that we hadn't thought about initially. But yeah, that was one of the benefits. We wanted people to be able to lend to folks who might be less NFT savvy, who might be new in their journey without worrying about the loss of their token.
That sounds great. I mean, that's a relief because that's my number one concern as well about lending. Lending my tokens, right? It's almost at the same level as clicking a link.
it does. I know it feels a little bit scary, doesn't it? But it's a great thing about code, and we'll sort of share more about it. Maybe we'll have Gabe do a little bit of a thread on it when we launch it or something like that. Is that, you know, it essentially when you execute code, it looks for certain rules, right? And so if one of the rules is you must be the original owner, then you can't pretend to be it if you're not the one who really owns it. So.
Very interesting. Does any of the artists or the speakers would like to ask any other questions for Alex?
I want to see the art.
Yes, let's talk about the art.
So the first person in this tour is the art from Ju.
Thank you. So before I came into the NFT space, my background is in science, and I worked for almost a decade in biomedical research. I am an immunologist by training. And as much as I actually really loved doing science, but it was just like certain like work environments that I was not very happy with. And it was just a constant struggle in a rat race kind of. And I was not, I didn't own my own time. And I'm someone who likes to be more independent, and when then I came a certain point was really unhappy with what I was doing, and I got health issues, I couldn't sleep anymore, and at the time point I started actually to go back to what actually I always enjoyed doing during my childhood, which was art and music. I started to paint when I was, I think, around 7. Unfortunately, I don't have any of these pieces. Like right now, I think I made, like, during my teenage years, I made over 100 pieces, mostly in watercolors. I just moved so many times during my life that I have no idea where all these pieces ended up. So fast forward. I think in 2016, I took it more seriously, the artistic journey, and I started to learn to paint landscapes in oil, and I heard about the empty space for the first time in 2020, but it just took me like over a year until I was ready to jump in. I'm actually really grateful for my entire scientific career, because actually my scientific career actually got me into digital art, because during the time I learned how to use Photoshop, and I drew cells and illustrated biological processes using Photoshop, and this kind of lowered the barrier for me to enter digital art. And in 2000 or last year, I just realized all these technological advances that are possible now to imitate real art on the iPad, for instance, so in Procreate and Adobe Fresco, for instance. These are just two of the drawing softwares that you can use today. And it's the effects that you can make are just really amazing. It just blew my mind what you can create basically digitally that basically look like real paintings. And this somehow got me really excited for digital art. And created my first pieces in August last year, and since that time, or since then, I made artwork that are very diverse in style. It's several collections, but I would say that what makes them, or the common factor of them, is that they are tend towards being minimalistic, particularly abstracts. I think they all evoke a feeling of harmony and comfort. And this one of my collections, the one that is pinned right now to the space, tous les jours, it means every day in French. And here I try to do a piece every day for 25 days. Originally, I planned it to do it longer, but it just didn't really work out. But I think the end goal was just to become better in a certain skill. And for me, it was basically to get better in, or to learn more about animations. And I think it really worked perfectly. And I think if you want to really gain or to progress or improve in a certain skill really fast, and the best way is really to focus on this one skill and do this continuously for a certain period of time, like 30 days or even longer. I mean, and I think, yeah, the reason why I actually stopped was because I went on a month-long trip. So I was kind of forced to stop it because I had to travel internationally, and it was just not doable for me to produce a piece every day. And also realized that sometimes it just took me more than 6 months. I felt that if I was just pushing out new pieces, it was somehow I have to sacrifice the quality, and I didn't want that. So, but I think I learned a lot from that experience. So it was really worth doing it. And actually, I have another collection in that thread, which is the Mid-Century Nifties, which is a collection that is very much inspired by modern mid-century design. So I absolutely love modern mid-century furniture styles. And just the minimalistic and playful and harmonious shapes of furniture. And this is what inspired me, basically, to start that collection. That's for it now.
Thank you very much, June. A lot of new stuff for me.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for sharing, Yun. Especially your personal background and how you arrived at your animations. That's quite beautiful. Thanks for sharing.
For me, it's really important to know the history of an artist so that I have a feeling to be connected with his or her art and the artist itself. So himself or herself, because in the end, you're not only buying the art of the artist, but also, yes, somehow the history. So thank you very much for your personal story.
Yeah, totally. So this is also what interests me a lot, also what I'm interested in. It's not to just know the art behind the art, but also the person behind the artwork, because everyone is basically just creating art based on like their character. And so if they produce a piece of art, or if you buy a piece of art, you're just not buying the art itself, but you are also buying a story of that person, and which basically creates a kind of connection between the artist and the person who bought it.
So I think we now really want to know the story of Sylvie.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's me, Sylvie. Thank you, Yoon, for sharing your art and your story. That was really lovely to hear. And you mentioned in your artwork that the unifying theme is of feeling harmonious. And that's definitely and what I feel when I look at your beautiful artwork. It's very calming. So yeah, good job conveying what you meant to through your art. It's definitely coming across. This is interesting because my project, which if you're in the gallery and looking at Yoon's first collection of her Tout le Jour, mine's similar because I'm also creating one piece of art every single day. So if you look directly to the right of Yoon's piece, you'll see two of my paintings there. And so I'm embarking on I don't know why I decided to do this, but I'm trying to paint one painting or one piece of art every single day for this entire year. And the reason I did that is because my background actually is similar to Yoon, but not similar in the sense that I did not start out in a creative field. My whole family is engineers, and I didn't know anyone growing up that was an artist or a designer. So even though I always loved to draw and paint and do creative things, I didn't know it was a viable career path. So I started off in advertising, did some recruiting, did a lot of client facing type roles, but eventually just found myself drifting more and more towards the creative side of things. Like when I was at an agency, I always liked to hang out with the designers. And eventually I left there and went back to a community college to teach myself design software and Photoshop and all the Adobe skills. And I became a designer, and I did that for several years. And then I was like, this is awesome. Like I get to finally be creative with my career, but I think I want to go even more towards the artistic side of things, because with design, you're still kind of answering to a client or your brand. And there's creative freedom, but not total freedom. So over the years, I find myself kind of gradually stepping more and more towards pure art. And I think that's why I really enjoyed learning about NFTs, because I feel like really there's an infinite amount of creative freedom and ownership that artists have over their work. And so with this project, another thing about me is that I'm always starting new things, and I have a lot of different projects. So in order for me to stay focused, I have to sort of pick one thing to commit to. And that's why the appeal of doing a daily was there for me, because I was like, okay, if I commit to this, then I'll at least have one thing that I can set aside time to focus on. Because as an entrepreneur and an artist and a self-employed person, your time gets spread out across many different tasks, and it can be hard to find a focus. So that's kind of the background story of why I wanted to try this project artistically. And also at the same time, like I didn't learn about NFTs until very late last year in November or December. And I was like, I want to get involved, but I don't want to do, you know, there's too much pressure to release like one big collection all at once. I don't know if it's going to flop. So I'm just going to dip a toe and kind of gradually get into this more and more. And just, I'm the type of person that learns by doing. So I was like, if I just do these dailies and just start posting them, then maybe I can learn something while I go along. So that's kind of the background behind my story of how I started this project. And I am hoping to continue going for the rest of the year. and it's exciting but also daunting. But I feel like every time someone makes a purchase, it's kind of like you're running a marathon and someone hands you a glass of water or like a granola bar or something. It's just like really motivating to see that people are actually looking, because a lot of times as an artist, you know, you put all this work out there, you don't even know if people are seeing it. So to anyone that's seen my stuff, thank you so much for taking a peek. And also, I should have started, I had it in my mind to start by thanking Casper and Johannes and Yoon for facilitating this group, and especially Casper. You know, even though you say you're a non-artist, I feel like you have such a creative spirit and you're such an advocate for other artists, and it's such a good symbiotic relationship. Because I think what I struggle with, and probably what other artists struggle with, is feeling invited to share, because there's so much shilling that happens and it's hard to put yourself out there over and over again. So to have this open invitation to be like, hey, like, we need art, we need you, you know, please share your story, please share your art, is just so refreshing. And it just feels like you're in a desert of trying to promote yourself and someone hands you this giant glass of water and an umbrella to protect yourself from the shade. So I feel like I just wanted to express how much that means to me, and hope, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think that it's super appreciated to have this space, and your generosity and your enthusiasm for everybody's artwork is really keeps everyone going. So yeah, just wanted to end on that positive and grateful note. And Johannes, like, facilitating the Discord, and Yoon kind of keeping everything going as well, and all the other artists that chime. I don't know, it's such a happy place that we've made on the Discord. It's fun just to pop in occasionally and just see our funny inside jokes and chatter. And yeah, thank you for providing a safe space in this sometimes scary world of Web3.
Yeah, thanks Sylvie for the very kind words, but it's definitely a team effort, so pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, so okay. I'm done with that. I guess we can save questions for people till the end, so thank you for the airtime.
June, do you want to introduce the next person? The third one is the Dolls collection from I think she's called Dion, right?
Yeah, yes, Dion,
Dion.
Is Joshua here?
I think both of them didn't have a chance to be here.
Okay.
Because of time zones issues, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Dion is Dion is an illustrator and fashion designer by profession, and she made this really lovely collection called Dolls Versus Gods. And I think this is supposed to be like a collection consisting of more than 20 pieces of one-on-one characters. I find this, I mean, if you look at them, then you can really feel the fashion vibe coming through, because all these characters, they have different clothing and they're so lovely made, and particularly if you're looking at the descriptions. So each character basically have a own description, and if you look through them, it really reminds me also of the nice description of the Meta Angels characters. And
she got definitely some inspiration from them, because I was first seeing the collection, and I was also I really liked the story behind that her boyfriend was supporting her, telling her that she should put the stuff online, and she was very shy. And so she minted three of them, of these dolls, but never listed them for a price. And I really liked the cute style. So because she was so shy and didn't want it to enter a number, I made her an offer, and this was a start. And really happy to see that other people are also going to like these so cute dolls. I think this is a good story that she's actually showing her art to the public, and everybody who sees them is giving positive feedback because they are so cute, you know, and because nobody of that team girl and boyfriend is here, I think we can continue with the next artist, right? Kasper?
Yeah, what do you... I think we can just move on, yep.
So the fourth one...
I'm not sure she's here either.
So maybe you can talk a little bit about that collection.
When I approached Simran, I understood that she was from the India, from Indian subcontinent, and she was just trying to express like what the description says, right? Who are we when we escape our inhibitions, and trying to morph like her very traditional roots with what's modern. And she's in the midst of finishing up her five person collection. Right now there's three of them, and you can have a look at it. The art style is very unique. There's a very cool pop style to it, and I especially love the colors that really stand out, you know. And you can definitely see her traditional roots standing out from the details that she draws from the jewelry that's adorning all the pieces. So I quite like this collection, the colors and the details.
A really beautiful Indian woman, right?
Yeah. So, okay. I think we have one of the anchor artists of our gallery. I think next would be Caroline, right?
Beautiful bodies, right? And she's there.
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Caroline. I mean, for those of you guys that just joined us, thanks for joining us. And just know that it's also our first time hearing everyone else's voices. So it's as interesting for you as it is for us. So please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really nervous, to be honest. So, thanks for having me. What to say? So it's made me smile. I've been sat here listening to you guys talk about the kind of trepidation when we were first approached about the gallery, and I remember just not having a clue. So I was introduced to the NFT space by somebody who's listening in, I think, in about November, December. I hadn't got a clue about NFTs, and I just wanted to kind of... engage and understand in somebody else's world where that mattered. And I have always been involved in art, and it's what everybody thought I would be, an artist, and I just didn't have the confidence. So won lots of awards when I was younger, and then unfortunately in my early 20s had a lot of mental health problems, a full mental health breakdown, really. And the idea of art became too painful because I was so much of a perfectionist that I couldn't create because I could never get it good enough. And so I just stopped. And then it's only over the last few years that I've started to produce art digitally, mainly. My history is probably in kind of more hyper-realism drawing because that allowed me to indulge the perfectionism. But the two collections that are featured in the gallery are... me acting against that urge, really. So I have used colour and shape in its simplest form to create images that explore human experience, really. So in my real life, away from NFTs, I am a psychotherapist, and I'm the CEO of a number of social enterprises working in the field of mental health. So in the UK, I advise to government about suicide prevention and other such difficult subjects. And my work is an outlet for me exploring that emotional experience, that experience of being a woman, And the Beautiful Bodies collection is very much that. It's very much a collection that's helped me overcome anorexia and has helped me look at what it is to be a woman and what it is to connect to other women in this ethos of solidarity. So this project really gave me that opportunity, and it speaks to that idea of collaboration and communication and support. And that's why I found my way to Meta Angels in the first place, and I guess what's brought us here collaboratively to this beautiful gallery. So thank you for everybody for the support. And I'm a little bit shy and very delighted that people will get to see some of my work.
Thanks for sharing, Caroline. I'm just personally curious, your two collections that are both up there shared, one is really colorful, whereas the other one is just silhouettes. So how did you decide that it would be so? To me, it looks very different. And how did you decide you wanted to have these two very distinct styles?
Well, interestingly, I had a different collection featured on the walls. And this collection was called Distorted Recollections. So it was very much abstract and very dark, and was created because I think, you know, it's very nice to look at the colorful world of NFTs, but art, you know, art can bring us joy and it can also express pain. So the collection that I originally had alongside Beautiful Bodies very much explored that kind of darker, more horrific side of human experience, and people didn't want to look at it. So the choice was made for us, really. And Casper suggested we replace it with some more colour. I have a number of different collections, and each different style is a way of me exploring a different side of myself. So the Beautiful Bodies relies on two colours to just create an impression of a person, an impression of a body, an impression of an experience, and to move away from using a million shades and, you know, hyperrealism and loads of detail to show what can be achieved by that silhouette, by that simple strokes. You can convey quite a lot, and that's what the Beautiful Bodies collection is about. It's about bringing back to basics. It's about the simplicity of the human form. And the other collection, so you'll save me coming back round again on the agenda, was created for somebody else. And a lot of my work in the mental health sphere very much relies upon this idea of hope, and that without hope as an anchor, we don't really exist. Like, there's no future for any of us if we don't have a hope and a connectedness to the future. So this collection was actually a gift that I created originally for somebody to show those kind of themes and to play around with the joy that could be created in colour to bring kind of a lightness to a dark place. So that's the kind of two different collections, really.
Great.
That answer the question?
Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing. That was just a very personal curiosity of mine. Thanks.
No problem.
The next artist that we invite on stage would be... Oh, Montalud.
Of course, Montalud.
Yep. She's here.
Hi, everyone. Good morning from Manila. It's also almost 2 a.m. here.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I didn't want to miss it. First, thank you to Casper for initiating this. I was really overwhelmed when I saw your message, and when I began interacting with you online, it felt so reassuring. I mean, I was just at home with the whole initiative, and the gallery looks amazing. It's amazing to see my works alongside other indie artists' works, and of course the Meta Angels. So hearing some of the artists speak also tonight was It felt like I belonged somewhere online for the first time in the NFT space. And thank you for this opportunity. So my artist's name, Montalute, it actually came to me in a dream. So this was in my 20s when I was first starting out to paint. And I still don't know what it is, what it means. The closest I got is like it's the ancient name or medieval name of a southern port in France. And I've never been there. Someday I hope to explore it and see what lies there for me. But I keep painting as Montalute and doodling because like my art is not from me. I mean, I'm just recognizing that I'm just like the vessel through which everything passes. And it's also the collection that is out there in the gallery now. I'm a traditional painter. I paint with a palette knife, and all the these are actually nude figures that I painted live from a session. So very fast. Like I love capturing gestures and how things like moments passes by, but they're actually so much. There's so much beauty and just feeling in moments. And ever since I was young, I was so influenced by the poet Rilke, and one of his quotes just stayed with me all this time. It's like, if your everyday life seems poor, you're not enough of a poet to capture its riches. So I think I've been drawn to celebrating the ordinary moments, the everyday things. So it's also what I try to portray in my work. And these are actually painted years back, 2016, I think, for the current three pieces there. And I tried to put the newness or something about NFTs also in them. I've been an NFT degen. I was telling Casper this, that it's amazing to find someone who also celebrates the arts and is also part of the trading culture of NFTs. I've been an observer, and I see so much potential in the platform of NFTs as emergence of where art, tech, community, and like lifting everybody up. The whole WAGMI experience is amazing to me. And
the whole WAGMI experience, nice.
Yeah. And this collab with artists, and you guys were talking about it all night long, the whole values that Meta Angels is putting out there, that, you know, we're here to help each other, network with each other, and do it out of kindness. That's something that I really want to put out there front and center, and especially for people in like the Philippines or this area. So many of my friends aren't onboarded to NFTs yet, and the lending concept of Meta Angels, it's you mentioned it earlier, like it's a great way to get people onboarded, and it gave me an idea. I can use it to lend my mommy friends who are so scared of the space, like it's just enter, get a vibe, and not enter as an outsider, but actually participate. So yeah, I'm also very shy. I think this is my first Twitter Spaces, so I think I'm gonna keep quiet now. Yeah, thanks everyone.
Don't worry, it's my first as well. It's my first speaking, so
you're all doing amazing.
We're all in the same boat. Thanks. Yeah, so I think you can see from all the artists thus far, I think what really motivates me is seeing all these international artists coming together in this space, joined together just by a single project, Meta Angels, right? I mean, where else in the world would you be able to put together a gallery? I just checked. It was only 23 days ago that I bought the gallery. And in 23 days, it's like people coming together, creating a website, a Discord channel, and we have artists from the UK. I think Caroline's from the UK, US, Yoon and Sylvie. I think Espresso, you are from US as well, right?
I'm actually from the Nordics.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's even more diversity. So I'm just going to hand it on to the next artist, but I just wanted to highlight that it's really a huge melting pot of different cultures that we're seeing. And I didn't even go about this intentionally. I just reached out to everyone and look what we
got. The funny thing is, every time in our Discord, somebody's writing something because NFT world is never sleeping. Every time, GM, good night, all time around, you can never sleep, right? Because somebody's always awake.
pretty
much. That's so great.
So I think the next artist is Pippo. I'm not sure he's here, but I can speak about his photo art. That's what I would call it. I'm not sure if there's a proper word for photography that's mixed with art. But he was the one that approached me. I believe Pippo is one of the mods for the Meta Angels Discord as well. And he asked me whether I would accept his art. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. Because it looks so beautiful. And his story to me was that he's always been disregarded as an artist from young because people said he wasn't good enough. But I looked at this photo art that he showed me, and it's an artistic combination of a photograph of Paris. Forgive my pronunciation, it's like the Arc de Triomphe. And that's kind of blended with a forest path taken in Austria. And I thought it was perfect for the gallery because if you enter the Angel's Wing, the west wing of the gallery, this photo art actually is pretty much the centerpiece. And I chose it to be the centerpiece because it extended the corridor to pretty much the horizon, and I call it infinity. And I also like the message of how this kind of portrays like a concrete jungle moving into greenery. My wife is a very huge on the green movement, and it personally connected with me. So that's why to me it was a no-brainer featuring his art.
Yeah, my wife also said something similar. She's doing photos, or did in the past very much, and she really liked it because she liked the forest, and then she realized, oh, there's a second image on it. So she was also really into the image because she started and have seen it, and wow, I like this one, she said.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, I think the next one would be Yun's art, but she's spoken about it. And then I think Caroline also spoke about hers as well. What's the next one? It should be... Was it All Very Good?
All Very Good is the next in our list.
Yeah, so All Very Good, she didn't reveal her real name. But I thought her artwork was very relevant because she represents a collective of, I think it's women of color. And if you go on their website, you can actually see that they produce a lot of merchandise, whether it's cards or shopping bags. And I thought it's perfect to add that diversity to our collection. I love the modern spin to how she's done her art. And again, I love colors. So when she approached me with the different colored artwork, I said, just send them all to me. And I put them in a, obviously inspired by Johan's own art pieces shape, I put them all together in a huge square. So that's pretty much how I put that together. So I think on that note, I also think it's really cool how we use art to represent different messages behind it. I know it might seem very simplistic, but for me, coming from a non-artistic background, it's quite profound to me that there's so many messages behind the art, right? I mean, you see PFPs of, for example, Caroline supporting the Ukraine cause. I mean, we're trying to keep things apolitical here in the chat, but then we have All Very Good who's supporting women of color. Obviously, Caroline also has messages of supporting mental health. So I'm very proud to be part of this group that's it's all for a good cause, right? So on that note, let's move on to the star of the show, and I call it star of the show because Johan's piece actually provides a soundtrack for the entire wing if you visit the virtual gallery. So, Johannes, take it away.
Well, thank you. You are so kind. So I'm Johannes from Germany, but I'm not alone. I team up with my father, Olaf. And yeah, I have been into art for my full life because my dad is an artist for over 40 years, I think. And I have been grown up with artists all around. So when I was young, we were sitting around a campfire, pot makers, stone artists, all kinds of artists were around me. And then I didn't want to do that, right? I wanted to study computer science and I wanted to do something completely different. And it came in waves. Then I teamed again with my father. We did a website together. Then I did, again, just normal, boring programming stuff. Then we did another wave doing an online shop around the time where online shops were really famous. And then I again concentrated on my career. And I was thinking, oh, no, my career works great. And my father's life is fine. He's finally found a spot where he can give his traditional art, or where he's reaching a lot of people in the traditional market. Everything is fine. I will concentrate on my career. Yeah, and then out of sudden, my mother died. And I was thinking, oh, shit, now I have to somehow care about my dad because, yeah, it was a hard time for all of us. We had also a little differences about political topics and stuff. But as soon as this big thing happened, we came together again. We talked a lot, found out that we both like art. I was always pushing him to say, you must make this digital because, yeah, nowadays people are looking on mobile phones to watch art and they are not always going into your gallery. That's for the old people. Young people like NFTs. And then he finally said, okay, let's do it. And it was somehow, okay, we are really doing it. We are doing together art in a computer. And he said, yes, so I'm going to paint and you are making everything which is involved with computer. So making them digital, doing everything with Photoshop. And yeah, then things came really interesting. Then we meet each other, usually at Thursday. And then we talk about the stuff he was doing, the stuff I am going to do next. And then we are doing some sessions where we are composing the stuff and see how they look like. And this is so much fun. And this also draw me together with my dad again, because we realized all the time we did art, but he was the one who's doing painting and I was the one who's doing computer science, right? And together we can do NFTs, right? So yeah, this is the story. So we made a first mint of four pieces, and I'm not sure how much time I have, Kasper. What do you think? Should I explain it a little bit?
yeah, go ahead. I think just a few more minutes is fine, just to let people understand where you're coming from.
So we have my father made art for 40 years. We could mint so much stuff, but I really don't want to put just the traditional images as a traditional art pieces, make a photo of it and put it on the blockchain. That would be boring. So we said, okay, come on, let's show stuff we can't do in real life. For example, adding background music or animating them. So the first idea was my father has done these woodcuts around 2000, and nobody knows how hard it is to make those woodcuts, putting layers on top of each other. So that was the first idea. Okay, let's do it. Let's animate them, put the layers on top of each other, and then you see in the end the final result of a woodcut. And then we thought, okay, maybe music would make it even nicer to enjoy the experience. And so we came up with the first four mints, which is the red rose, which is the blue sunflower, the yellow dandelion, and the green seashell. All of them are actually one piece of the Genesis story, but not like in the Bible. I will not bother you with the exact story behind it because we have put some videos on it. But in the end, this was a Genesis story interpreted by my father, and then I reinterpreted it as an NFT. Yeah, and the best thing is, in real life, it looks amazing because the colors are so impressive. But if you look on OpenSea, it's boring because you just see one piece, but these four Genesis pieces belong to each other. And as I already said, I was putting them together with Casper on the wall. And then finally, they were again impressive, like in the real world, interacting with each other. And you are invited to look on these four pieces because they are animated and all the time they are changing. So I am really into this 3D NFT experience, and it made me really happy to finally show it to my father. And he said, "No, I understand it because I can see the actual art on a wall." He was always saying, "I can't connect to art when it's on an OpenSea store, but I can really connect to these NFTs if they are actually on a wall." Yes, that's the story.
And yeah, we are thanks, doing Johannes. More stuff.
Yeah, one last thing. We are doing more stuff. So now we are in a big rage. And now we are inviting other artists to do more stuff with music and animations. So stay tuned for more stuff. We are really into NFTs now.
That's great. That's great to hear, Johannes. I think what really inspires me about your story is I think I mentioned to you the bond that you have between your dad and you, and having this common passion, which is your art, in the mix between the traditional and the modern world, right? That's really beautiful. Okay, so we have just a few more artists, so bear with us. We didn't forget about our PoApp. I think I got a few questions on my DM about the PoApp. We still have...
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. I think next artist is Marlov. I don't think he's attending here because he's from the Philippines.
Maybe you can give a little hint. So, because I'm getting all these DMs. So, if you have a desktop computer, feel free to use your second device to walk around the gallery. And if you look on all the pieces, you might find a secret word, right?
Yeah, just look, we won't give away too much, just walk around the gallery, have a look, you might find something that doesn't really fit in there, but that's all we're going to say, right? Okay, so next artist is Malov. Let me just speak quickly about Malov's piece. It's Portraits of a Storm, a photo of a lightning storm. I'm not sure if it's in the Philippines, but Malov, Kim or herself, is from the Philippines. He or she did mention to me that they were doing a photography collection for a good cause, but they don't really want to reveal it as a good cause to kind of take advantage of the situation. So they're just exploring the NFT space using their photography and see where that takes them. So when you look around the gallery, just look out for this piece. I think it's a very beautifully shot photo that you have to actually catch the perfect moment to catch the details of the lightning bolt. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And after Marlow's piece would be Wolf's piece. So I'm not sure Wolf Ram is here, but Yoon, you mentioned that he's not too comfortable speaking.
Yeah, so because
of language.
If you wanna speak, we can invite you up to speak. I talked to him before, and he said there would be slight language barrier, so he prefer just to stay as a listener. But just if you wanna speak,
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Wow.
Finally, great to hear you. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so happy that you have me, and I'm so happy to be surrounded by so much of some angels. I feel like home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and Kasper and Johannes and June, many thanks for all your engagement. And it's a great angel community and a great work and a great gallery. And yes, it's awesome to be a part of it. So I am 53 years old and I'm artworking my whole life. I don't be able to do anything than art. I'm only artist. And my professional start was goldsmith. I am goldsmith for one decade. And this is the beginning and is essential for all my expressions, especially for my charismas. Because the geometrical essence of the charismas is the symbol of the sun, the center point and the surrounding. And this symbol is, for me, it's like an anchor, because sometimes I'm lost in all these wild times, wild informations, wild manipulative energies and stuff. And the charismas and the symbol of the sun invites me to come back home. And this is the short story of my first collection of in total 100 unique 101 pieces. Yeah. That's it for the moment. Many thanks to all of you. I love you.
Thank you, Wolf. You're actually doing great. So, no language barrier. Your English is great. We all understood you clearly. And so, what really impressed me about the Charisma collection by Wolfram is I had a lovely chat with him in German. And so, I was asking about what inspired him. And as you just heard, it's the main source of his inspiration throughout his life was basically the sun as kind of the center of everything. And if you look at his it's just pinned up, but if you look at these you really have to probably go into the gallery or look at his OpenSea collection, and it's really particularly animated pieces, they are really mesmerizing. And I think everyone would agree that if you look at these pieces, they remind you probably of a human iris. And it kind of fascinated me that what he actually wanted to express was that it's kind of the symbolizes the sun. And and I also asked him about how he came up with the collection's name, Charisma, and he said that because basically everyone shines through like some sort of like energy, or some people are charismatic, and there's kind of a parallel to basically to the sun. And and at the same time, because the pieces reminds you of the human eye, it's also kind of goes together, because the eyes are basically the door to the soul. And I really loved that interpretation. And so thank you for sharing that with me.
Okay, one sentence, please. For somebody, these charismas may be all only a decoration, but for me, it's pure healing power.
I can add something to it. So I was looking with my dad on the gallery. And first of all, he's also very shy. He said he's not going to talk, but he looked on the images from Wolfram, and he said, "Oh, I like this really much," because my dad is absolutely not into apes, But he looked on this and said, oh, this is an artist, and I really like them, how they are circling and then circling in the other direction. And he was also talking about the sun or something pushing you into the center of it. So as a feedback, my dad was really into your art, Wolfram.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings to your dad.
He will listen to it.
Yeah, also, I wanted to just add, Wolf created a custom piece, which is the centerpiece out of all the charismas that's in the collection. He created one that symbolizes the earth. But my personal interpretation was that there's also a halo around it. If you look at the centerpiece of all his charismas, there's one. The largest one is custom-made for the gallery. So thank you very much, Wolf. Okay, so I think last but not least, we have Espresso, and then after that, we'll squeeze in Pippo. Yep.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so it's so great, first of all, to hear about all of these artists and the story behind the works. I totally agree with what was mentioned, that knowing the backstory and the motivation and the journey is really great. And I'm primarily a collector, I have to say. So I'm just dabbling in digital art and really humbled to be part of this art collective. It's so great. And it's been a blast to be part of this. Also the preparations for the gallery launch and everything in the Discord and in the Meta Angels community, and it's been fantastic. So I think about me, I'm a software engineer by day, and yeah, as mentioned, in the Nordics, even though our Discord is really 24/7, as you said, which is fun, and these GMs all times of day. So I do work a lot with data, and I also have a very deep fascination for space, and have always had kind of a love for everything related to space and astronomy, and wanted to at some point study astronomy, but I figured, okay, maybe it's better to do software engineering, have a few more jobs, but still. And been growing up with all of the amazing imagery from the Hubble Space Telescope, and really loved it. So when I started to do some digital art on the iPad, it had to be something space related, and that's where my Exploding Stars collection came from. Really trying to imagine how these space objects would look if you were really close. So yeah, I think that's it about my collection, and again, really grateful to be part of this community. It's been amazing, and it's going to continue to be amazing. So that's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I think Pippo, would you like to speak about your piece? I've pinned it up. Hang on, maybe takes a second to show up. Thanks so much, Espresso, for sharing.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Great. Okay, it's my first space, so I wasn't sure about the technique. My name is Pippo. I'm 25 years from Austria, and I love traveling and the nature and exploring the nature. And you can see these hobbies combined in the piece I made, where you can see the view in the street on the picture taken from the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. I took my girlfriend there 5 years ago. And the other picture is a picture I took in the last summer. It's from a forest in Austria. And to be honest, my whole life I've been told that I'm not pretty creative and I love to draw, but most people always told me my artist is more or less shit, yeah, and doesn't resonate very well with the people I know. And I played around a little with the two pictures, subtracting colors, playing with transparency and so. And then my girlfriend came in the room and said that this is the first thing she really loved at the edit. And so we talked a lot about NFTs in the last weeks, and she told me I should try it and put it on a foundation. And I mean, she doesn't know what foundation is, but she said I should do an NFT with this picture. And yeah, now it's there. Exactly. That's what leads me here.
I really hope it will get exposure.
Yeah, I hope the same. And I already have 6 followers on foundation, and this is really amazing for me. I never thought that anyone would follow me because of the art I make, which is also
why. Yeah, before you came in, I was telling everybody that, explaining why I chose your piece to be the centerpiece of the wing, because it provided a very natural extension to the corridor, and it looked perfect at the end of the angel's wing. So thanks for allowing us to display your art.
Thanks for having me in the gallery. It really means the world to me.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. So I think with that, we have come to the end of the artists, but do we want to take some questions before we close off? I know time is kind of tight. It's a beautiful Sunday. Are there any questions from the audience?
About the POAP, my DMs are full of questions where the POAP is.
So the POAP, if you guys have just joined us, it's actually quite obvious if you look through the gallery. There is one piece in the gallery that kind of sticks out. And if you need more hints, go through our artist list, go through our floor plan. There's an art piece that doesn't belong. So
I think that you have to be very close to it so that you see what's important. If you are not very close to the image, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
If you see from far behind, it won't work. But if you are close enough to the image, it will work.
If you can find the art piece in the gallery that's not supposed to be there, just look for the title. Okay, but apart from that, any other questions from the audience?
I have a question for the artist, especially because I know it takes so much to put yourself out there and your art out there and to come up for spaces. You know, if there's other people listening now or listening to the recording later who are artists
thinking... Sorry, Alex, you're kind of breaking up. Is it possible to speak a little slower?
Yes, absolutely. Is that any better?
Yeah, I think it's better now.
I'd say for the artists, I know it's a lot to put yourself out there and put your art out in front of people and to speak on the spaces. If you had advice for someone listening to this who was thinking about, you know, minting their first piece or starting a collection, what would it be?
I can take this if no one else wants to speak up. This is Sylvie, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would just say, just keep doing you and keep putting it out there and mint like no one is looking and just keep going and doing what's true to you. Because I think if I've learned anything from the crazy last week I had, it's just that if you're consistent and your practice is genuine, there will hopefully eventually fall eyes on it, and it's easy to in this space for things to spread around. So just keep going, keep staying positive, keep commenting on other people's work as well. And I know it's hard to talk about yourself a lot of the times, but people can't buy art that they don't know about or that they haven't seen. So just keep putting yourself out there and keep sending positive feedback to other artists as well. And I think that that will really build up your confidence and just a positive environment, and people will have positive associations with your work and your account and everything. And I said positive about 5 times right there, but I think it's really important because this space is so volatile. So yeah, I won't take up too much time because I know someone else wants to speak as well.
Yeah, Isabel requested to speak. Hi, Isabel.
Okay, for some reason, I don't seem to see myself as a speaker, but anyway, so check, you guys can hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, weird. Okay, very weird. So Twitter Space is bugging out. I just wanted to let you know that it looks like someone actually managed to leak the secret word that you guys had strung up somewhere in the gallery, and I was reaching out for call emergency tech support to one of the speakers on the off chance that we wanted to make this happen.
Ah, okay. So okay. Is it a leak? Okay, we can change the words. It's no problem.
Yes. So I think Fasho, I'm in your DMs actually.
Okay, I see. Yeah. So we made an art piece where the word is inside. I think this is of course a proof of attendance, but I think that's usually a problem with these secret words that some people will reveal them to insider groups, right?
Yeah, so one of the problems that we commonly have is relating to pull-up armors. Anytime that you have secret words that are especially left open for a very long time or published somewhere on the internet, it's fairly common for one person to go find the secret word and share it with some Telegram group or WhatsApp group or Discord channel or whoever. This right now is currently like being a fairly complicated problem for the proof of attendance protocol, but nevertheless, we are trying to kind of take some more active measures to first of all, curb the farming, but second of all, help issuers that are somehow not intentionally victims of the issue. So somehow we want to make this happen for you guys.
Yeah. Okay, maybe thanks a lot. We were also wondering because 100 people claimed it, which is amazing, but we aren't here with 100 people. So let's make the following. Let's change the strategy, Kasper. I would say everybody who wants to have the POAP should make a screenshot of himself in this space now.
Hasha, and send it to us, right? Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah,
maybe
please.
If everyone in the space wants to tweet the link to the space with one interesting or important thing that they learned, then we can collect the addresses and DM POAPs directly to people.
I think Isabel was saying that after the event, we'll just tell the people who attended to tweet out something about what they've learned from this space. And then Isabel will collect, or do we have to collect all the people who tweeted about this space?
So what I would recommend is if all the people in this space can tweet like one thing that they learned about the space and tag you in the tweet, that way you're going to get a bunch of notifications from absolutely everyone that attended the space, and you're going to have a list of names that we can distribute the poll-ups to. So I think I'm going to leave it to you guys in terms of how you want to do this. Maybe I can hook up with Casper or Alex with yourself after this, and we can figure out what the plan is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fine. We'll just take it offline. I think the POAP, we can always issue more, right? So I'm not too worried about it. We can even do a screenshot ourselves.
But this explains something, because some people got nervous in my DMs. I can't find it, because some of the people were honestly hunting. And for example, one person here in my DMs found the mysterious art piece, which is not part of the gallery. But now the myth is over. That's really a pity. I will tell him that we have a plan.
Sorry to crash the party, guys. I didn't mean to focus off the art. I think that we were having like a really lovely space, and I really like this project. So I was popping by to make sure that things were going smoothly. And meanwhile, somehow wound up finding a pull-up emergency. So sometimes these things happen.
We appreciate it.
But Isabel, now you are into the gallery. I hope you like it.
I went into the gallery. That's how I was somehow inadvertently a discoverer of the pull-up emergency. So the gallery is very, very nice. You guys did a wonderful job putting it together. I thought all the artists that participated did, I don't know, beautiful, beautiful work. And you guys did a wonderful job showcasing everything. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad that you are with us now. Okay. maybe we should talk a little bit about the art. I have a question for you, Kasper. What we are going to do next? Now the gallery is open. What's our next plan?
Our next plan. Okay.
Yeah.
Just put a pin on that. I saw Caroline's hand pop up just like 10 minutes ago. So I think I'll give the floor to
Caroline.
Her.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Caroline, you wanted to speak?
I was just responding to an earlier question, so there's no hurry. The kind of moment's passed now.
Oh, okay. Was it about the advice to artists?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just go ahead. I mean, people would be glad to learn from you.
Yeah, I guess, I've kind of gone by a pseudonym for a really long time and not kind of put myself out there. So as well as being you, like, just keep doing you, I think the community asking questions and learning has been the most important thing for me, because in holding on to my own work authenticity, I also need to learn from the skills of others and embrace that community. And it's that community and developing relationships and having exciting conversations and just being willing to be vulnerable and know nothing has been the best learning curve for me. So just kind of turning to the communities and using them it's been a really good thing for me.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing your insights.
I have to drop off and put my baby to bed, but I wanted to thank everybody and not just slither off without saying goodbye, but this has been so fantastic. Congratulations to the artists. Thank you, Casper, Hans, Yuna, everybody. This is amazing.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks so much for gracing the occasion. We really appreciate your time.
It was a honor that you were with us. Thank you very much.
Okay, not to escape the question that Johannes posed to me about the plans for the gallery. I mean, let's just see where this takes us. I mean, we're all on a journey, like you posted on the tweet, on a little bus that might be a little broken down. We don't have all the tools right now. We might not be of the standard of say a Gary V, but I think we can definitely go further. I do see some people in the audience, for example, like Lights by Mush, whom I reached out for their beautiful art as well. And I just think there's just a huge variety of other artists available that I can't wait to squeeze into our gallery and see where this takes us. So, yeah, I think let's just enjoy the moment, the success of the gallery launch. Hope you guys sell a few or more of your pieces. And I actually do hope that we won't just have an angel's wing, right? We'll have the whole entire gallery filled with angel's art. And that to me would be my short-term target.
That's a great target. I think just as a sneak preview, I have seen the art of Lights of Mush, if I pronounce it correctly, hopefully. And we were already discussing to add more angel artists to the collective. And if you hear that, I really liked your lights.
Yeah.
So the family must grow, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, Yuen, do you think we should wait for more questions, or are we just going to close it up?
Yeah, I think it would be time to close up. I really enjoyed the conversation, and it was really great to hear everyone's story. I think through these stories, we kind of also build like connections in the space. And I think this is very important, because when you start out, I think what is always missing is that we are most people are anonymous, and people don't trust each other. And I think this is a huge issue. And unless you really be yourself, be authentic, and show who you are, and that way you will find people who resonate with your ideas, your art, and this is how actually you build connections with people in the space, and also possibly how you basically sell your art.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great wrap up for our spaces. So thanks so much to everyone. Just the artists, but our audience as well.
Sunday.
Yeah. Yep. Have a great Sunday, everyone. Stay safe. And I'll definitely get in touch with
with all you guys that are missing your co-ops, I'll get them to you through some way or another.
So it was a real pleasure to hear you. And I hope that we will see again somehow in the same format like here. Again, talking about art, I really enjoyed it. It was a great Sunday for me. Thank you, Kasper.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.
Happy Sunday, everyone.